Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to Day 20 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Let What You Heard Abide. J.C. Ryle said, "To have His words abiding in us is to keep His sayings and precepts continually before our memories and minds, and to make them the guide of our actions and the rule of our daily conduct and behavior." Our text today is 1 John 2:24 through 25. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He made to us, eternal life. Remember that John wrote the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and the book of Revelation. In Revelation, John wrote the following phrase seven times: "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Why did John close the message to each of the seven churches with the exact same phrase? I believe it is a verbal warning to pay careful attention to what has just been said. Jesus implored the use of this same message in the following scriptures: Matthew 11:15, Matthew 13:9, Matthew 13:43, Mark 4:23, and Luke 8:8. Jesus wanted to make sure that people didn't let His words go in one ear and out the other. In 1 John 2:24, John writes, "Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you." As far as listening is concerned, we can all grow to become better listeners. Writer Charles Swindoll told the story about a time in his life when God taught him a lesson about listening. "I once found myself with too many commitments in too few days. I got extremely nervous and tense about it. I was snapping at my wife and our children, choking down my food at mealtimes, and feeling irritated at those unexpected interruptions throughout the day. Before long, things around our home started reflecting the pattern of my hurry-up lifestyle. It was becoming unbearable. I distinctly remember, after supper one evening, the words of our younger daughter, Colleen. She wanted to tell me something important that had happened to her at school that day. She began hurriedly, 'Daddy, I want to tell you something, and I'll tell you really fast.' Suddenly realizing her frustration, I answered, 'Honey, you can tell me, and you don't have to tell me really fast. Say it slowly.' I'll never forget her answer. She said, 'Then listen slowly.'" Maybe if we listened to God slowly, we would learn to abide in Him. Remember, the word abide means to remain. Even the definition of the word abide implies slowing down and spending some time lingering. Here are today's questions. When God speaks, how can you learn to be a better listener? In what specific ways can you mature in letting God's word abide in you? Warren Wiersbe wrote the following statement in his book entitled Abide: "It is the Holy Spirit who encourages and enables us to abide. He teaches us the word. He enables us to pray. He reveals our sins. He gives us the inward desire to obey God." Contemplate Wiersbe's statement today and let what you heard abide in you. How does God's promise of eternal life keep you strong as you abide in Him? What does God's commitment to you mean as you seek to draw closer to Him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.